The concept is taking lemons and making them into lemonade. The website is familyofftrack.com, and Wendy Esker is the mastermind behind creating and taking her family on a six-month family sabbatical. You have now determined that you can purchase your RV vehicle,
the coach.
Are you allowed to say what it is? What you got?
It's a Forest River is the manufacturer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And Forest River is owned by Warren Buffett, so we should be okay as far as them being sound financially. And the actual model is the Georgetown.
Ooh.
And it has a bunkhouse, so that means there's a bunk bed on board, which is great because we got three kids, and so we knew, you know, the whole big issue is gas versus diesel, and we decided gas because we didn't want to be freaked out about not being able to find diesel,
right?
You know, diesel gasoline.
Well, and I understand it's also got some green elements to it, correct?
Right. We've been looking into right now putting some solar panels on the roof. Mm-hmm. I got to say, we are not so savvy on the whole, like, you know, green aspect of the vehicle, but we figured we could get green by showing our kids wind farms versus mm-hmm. gasoline, versus like oil refineries mm-hmm. when we get into Texas, and also looking at some of the local food vendors and farmers markets and looking how that can be sustainable. So
green in an education way.
I think we decided.
All right. I just want to know, what are you going to do with your house?
Okay, so renting is certainly a very viable option, depending on what market you're in. And in this economy, renting is a great one. So we are in the process of trying to rent the house at the moment. Mm-hmm. So we may be able to do
that.
And
when is, I don't know if this is the right terminology, when is kickoff?
Well, so would you say kickoff is about 48 hours and counting?
Wait, you're going to be driving away in 48 hours?
You got it.
Pretty impressive, don't you think?
Oh, no, I have a stomach ache. I have a list of questions.
You can't even speak.
Right. I'm thinking, how do you pack the kitchen? How do you pack the clothes? What do the kids bring? How do you determine the schooling? And then I realized it's too big.
It's too big to even think about. What I want to know is, how do you turn this into a business opportunity? What do you plan to do with this? Because I've heard about you, Wendy. I've read about you.
How do you distinguish it from a vacation?
Right.
Great. Well, firstly, I think taking the kids out of school, making that choice to actually put it into the school year instead of just doing it over the summer was a move to actually be very beholden to the learning. Otherwise, it's just a summer vacation. So, you know, we say to the kids, this is a privilege. You are actually being able to come out of school, and we are going to have to set up a framework for learning. You are going to be beholden to the learning, not just in the few months that are the school months, but the whole time we're on the trip, this is the way the trip is going to be. But I told them they're going to drive the learning. And we've done brainstorming sessions, and we've talked about what they want to learn about. We're going to be totally Wi-Fi enabled on the RV, so they will be researching the states before we get there. And whatever drives them about that state is where we go. I mean, even if it's not what we're supposed to see in that state, that's where we go because that's what they want to learn about.
Let me put in a plug.
Yeah.
Desmet, South Dakota. It's the final stop on Little House in the Prairie. It's where they spent the long, hard winter. I liked it.
That's very good to know. I'm taking a note of it.
I mean, I don't know if Rosie was into those books, but those are good books.
That's true.
But now you've given each kid a specific responsibility, correct? So what's Aiden going to be in charge
of? Okay, so Aiden is our 11-year-old, and he has been very enamored with the Apple computer, because that's what they use at school. And some of his friends were showing him how to do GarageBand and some of the video editing. So he is video journaling. So he is going to be doing the video journaling, editing it, putting music to it, and maybe narrating too, because he's also a good writer. So he'll be doing regular journaling, video journaling, and kind of he's the historian in the documentary.
Now remind him that every now and then he's going to have to give the camera to someone else. So he is actually in
it. I think that makes
the video
him the documentarian.
The
yes.
documentarian.
Yeah. Okay,
cool.
The historian. And what about Charlie?
Charlie is
age 8.
He's our math man. So he is going to be budget and finance on the road. And we have
the eight-year-old.
And
I think the bubble gum's a good investment.
He's like, yeah, can we get another one of those DS games or something? But he is... we bought one of those old-fashioned giant green ledger books. You remember those?
Yes.
Giant, you know, they're big.
Yeah.
And we brainstormed together as a family, what are the things we're going to spend money on? And for, you know, they all yelled like souvenirs, you know, so they were yelling this and me and Michael are saying, you know, gasoline and maintenance and lodging. And so we brainstormed everything we would spend on. Then we separated it into categories and then he set up the ledger and we showed him how you make a category, line items, mm-hmm. you subtotal that category, and then you go on to the next category, then you add up all the subtotals, and that's and every day he's going to do it.
He's going to be a CPA by the
time. Next April, I might have to hire him.
All right, and Rosie age
is
six.
Okay, so Rosie, she's in kindergarten, and she's just now learning to phonetically spell and put some sentences together, which I think she's been listening a lot because I keep saying, well, she won't be able to journal because she can't write, so she's going to do picture journaling, and we're showing her how to do a PowerPoint slideshow of her pictures and to be able to narrate that just verbally. And I think she got a little like perturbed that I kept saying she can't write because she keeps coming home and like writing journal. She's like, this is my journal. And she keeps showing me that she can exactly write. So, and you'll see there's a great thing on the website of her, a picture of her as a little journal entry that she already did. So she'll be writing. She really is a great artist. So she'll be putting the artistic vision.
I seem to think she also is going to be in charge of the kitchen.
There's
a short video you've got on the website, familyofftrack.com. And she seems to be very territorial about that.
I was going to say, let me make it very clear. This is not a feminist designation. She claimed that territory. Yeah.
Like you can't even touch anything in the kitchen until you've asked Rosie because she's officially designated the smoothie chef because healthy eating's an initiative, big one for us on the road. And so we went and bought her a blender and every day she's been making different smoothies. The peanut butter and blackberry one was not very delicious, but the other ones have all been very delicious. And she will be doing, you know, that'll be healthy breakfast for her.
Okay, so far what I've heard, though, is you had to buy an RV, you had to buy a blender, you had to buy this and buy that and da-da-da, and it's hard economic times.
So you're putting
all this money out there, and yeah, you're saving by not doing the summer activities, but it's going to ultimately end up costing you money.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you. You want to turn this into a business, correct?
You got it.
So what's going to be the end product?
So what I've been doing for the past 15 years, as I said, I do ideation for companies. And so as my kids get older and they're going to be in school full day, you know, next year and all the years to come, it was, what is business going to be like for me, you know, as I enter into this next phase of my mothering and my family life of kids being gone a full day? So I thought, how can I actually kind of morph what I'm doing here, what I want to do here, into something for my business? So I tried to look at it as an invention or a product, which is what I invent all the time. And so while it's not a consumer packaged good, it's not something you can hold, it is a product. And I've branded it, and there's a logo and the website.
What is it? I'm the concept of taking the family sabbatical?
Correct. The family sabbatical is how it started, and then it became its own brand, which is Family Off Track. And what does that mean? And what could that mean? How do you monetize something like that? And so I really had to really use, you know, all my creative juices to say, how could this work? And take steps towards it, and it does lead you somewhere.
Absolutely. I could see it being a checklist of things you need to bring, things you need to do 6 months out, 4 months out, 2 months out, the way you do the accounting, how you do the schooling, all these different things.
That is the package, and I looked at it and said, what are we actually going to be doing when we're on this trip, and what tools do we need? Well, Quicken software would be one. Would they want to do a sponsor? If Healthy Eating is one, who's our restaurant sponsor?
Right.
It's Sweet Tomatoes. They are all along our route, and they are healthy eating.
If people want to find out more, they go to familyofftrack.com. It's Wendy Edsker's brainchild. It is her real life. 47 hours and 55 minutes from now, they kick off.
You got it.
Good luck to you, to Michael, to Aiden, Charlie, and Rosie. And again, DeSmet, South Dakota. Can't say enough about it.
That's your plug for DeSmet, huh?
And maybe the Corn Palace.
Love it. Been to the Corn Palace.
You're right in the neighborhood.
All right. Call us from the road. We'd love a 2 or 3 month update to hear how it's going. Good luck, Wendy.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Walking on Air with Betsy and Sal. This show was produced by Claudia Schwartz and was broadcast from the Pocket Limp Productions World Headquarters.